Hi everyone, this is Abdul Omer, staffer here at Website Magazine, and today I'm joined with our editor-in-chief, Peter Prestipino. We're going to take a really quick dive into our February issue, what to look out for, what's notable, and really kind of get it. Just give you a quick overview of what's coming up this month. Pete, take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Abdul. Yeah, it's our February 15th issue. It's the 87th issue from Website Magazine. So lots of great stuff again. Our Enterprise Ready this month is on gamification and the use of that practice internally with your employees and staff. So kind of interesting. The article covered three solutions in particular: Badgeville, Game Effective, and Fantasy Sales Team. And that last one is really neat because it's a gamification platform that's modeled after fantasy sports. So the adoption tends to be a little higher on those.
That's pretty cool. That could get very, very competitive and be pretty productive in the workplace. Good. I don't know if you do fantasy sports, but I do, and I get really, really into it.
Get really involved. Yeah, this one's designed for sales teams, so you know how competitive they are anyway. Right. This is a really great way to kind of visualize progress and success, and it's really the adoption's taken off for sure.
That's a really cool concept.
Yeah. And then our Small Biz Lab, which I wrote this one, really, really interesting. Some advanced approaches to marketing automation. Sometimes we just use these systems as, just their base level of functionality. What I'm suggesting is kind of some new ideas here. Not new ideas necessarily, but ideas to really take it to the next level, really make the best use of these systems for sure. One of them is start using real-time data. And you obviously have to be, kind of familiar with how to use APIs and get your developers involved. But, again, there's other tactical approaches that are equally important. For example, I'm a big believer in leveraging phased-based content in your marketing. So where is that user in the buying cycle? Let's deliver content to them appropriate for where they are so that we can help them, kind of get into the actual final stages of conversion. Another really good one is to use, another good kind of bit of guidance is to use remarketing into also incorporate that into your marketing automation system, just so that you really start building out these richer profiles of our users. And, there's going to be no replacement for that in the future. We really need to understand our users.
That's one I'll definitely be reading and referring to and bothering you about a lot.
Good. And our feature, I think our associate editors, Allison Howard and Derek Shedd, a wonderful job on our feature this month. It's on personalization and engagement. They profiled a lot of the technologies that are right now making a big difference in letting websites and really businesses stand out from the competition, and at the same time improving the digital experience for customers. It's a really broad look at a really important topic, but a very useful one for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, it's all about personalization and engagement nowadays. Customer service is where it's at, right?
You bet. And then we're also, our managing editor, Amberly Dressler, did a great piece on Polyvore and how it's kind of shaping a lot of the design trends right now. We talked about infinite scrolling recently, but, there's a lot of, like, collages and such being used right now, and it's, they're really kind of leading the way, and merchants are paying attention and kind of deploying some of these techniques to their benefit, I think.
Cool. Very cool.
And, of course, we have a lot of good contributors this month. Neil Harmer of Light CMS profiles several web design principles that he thinks are really kind of necessary for what's being called, like, effortless interaction, which is really just kind of not giving a user any reason at all to not interact with your website and its elements. And our regular contributor, Tim Ash, is the CEO of SiteTuners, the chair of Conversion Conference, and the author of Landing Page Optimization, has a great article on using humor to increase conversions. So you can actually laugh all the way to the bank, in a way.
I'm a big fan of that fact.
Right. Where's that sound bite, right? Again, those are just some of the articles. We feature lots of them in the digital issue, in print and online. So definitely pick it up. It's the February 15th issue. February 15th issue.
Absolutely, Pete. Thank you very much. To everybody watching, thank you very much for watching. Definitely download this issue. It's a can't miss. I'm going to throw a link to that below. And take it away, really have fun with it. Send us some tweets, send us your comments on Facebook. We're always reading that stuff, and we're always looking to engage. That's our feature, so we're definitely going to be doing that this February, too. All right, everybody. Take care. Until next time.